hello to episode 8 of the Bonfire Banter podcast with me, Matthew, aka Bonfire Cherry, and
I'm Dean Gibson from DG Web Consultancy.
And this time round, we are talking about trends and trends and research. We've been looking at Sebastian. Yeah, I should know. I don't know where I got the materials bit from. Yeah, so it's about trends and research this time round.
I suppose materials could be part of your research.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want me to start first, or do you want?
Yeah, please, you can start first.
Yeah. Yeah, when it comes to trends and research in this day and age, it's a lot easier compared to in the earlier days of the internet, we'll brought like a dial-up connection and that, with some kids would never remember the noise of that, or so if someone ever had to use the phone. And even before the internet, and research-wise, there are a lot of sites like Wikipedia, obviously being the most popular one for research. I'm only generally talking about without going too much in detail, because it depends what sort of research you're after. Wolfram Alpha, which are both sites obviously you can found through search engines like Google and Bing.
I'd almost forgotten about that. That's a good service to use.
Yes, I use that time to time. Off the web, there is libraries, magazine, bookshops, and even word of mouth. There's a lot of stuff that people know that don't share online or stuff like that. You don't know, and people know different things, so there's that. Trends are a tricky thing, as they're always changing, but there are many ways seeing what's trending search on social media like Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and Twitter. While I'm talking about social media, just a reminder that I'm currently working on a series of interviews with some really amazing and creative women who are connected to Bonfire Cherry, like be it friends or customers or both. At the time we're recording this, by the time this would go live, I would have published two interviews. The first I published 2 weeks ago with a talented photographer, Candy Photography, and that's Candy spelled K-H-A-N-D-I-E. I highly recommend checking out her work. On the interview, I've got all the links for all her stuff, and the most recent one that should be live by the time episode goes live is with the wonderful Hannah Johnson, whom along with Candy I've been friends on social media for a few years now. Hannah is a small business owner who runs Daisy Media, and a crafter who runs a business, small crafting business called Daisy Chain Crafts. I do have part 3 in the works where I chat with an author. That's something that should be published in the next 2 weeks. Yes, you can find both interviews at bonfirecherry.com. And I've got so many of it, people lined up. Another author, someone who bakes bread. I've got a huge line, lot of people. Maybe the next one's going to be a graphic designer. I don't know myself as which interview I'll finish off at the time, but anyway, back to what I was talking about. When it comes to social media, it's a great way to find trends, but I think Pinterest is the one that most use to see what's popular. I personally, I've never really got along with it, so it's kind of awkward for me to go into, and I did have a Bonfire Cherry account on there, but it just never worked out for me, and I've explained in previous episodes, it depends what social site you get along with, and it was hard to maintain 4 different sites. So as I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, so a 4th one was getting a bit of pain to look after as well. But if you are a print interest user, when it comes to that site, there's a tool called Postris, which helps you discover what's hot and what's trending on Pinterest. When it comes to Twitter, there's Trends Maps. It's immensely useful if you're working with a diverse audience, which I have. With Facebook, at the moment it's the largest social media platform with billions of users. Facebook trending is the perfect tool to see what's trending on that site. There also is numerous tools that help you discover what's popular in all social accounts by using a social mention. Outside of social media, it's like memes are similar to what trending what you have could be used to help advertise in a way or something like that. And you can go discover what memes are trending by going on Know Your Meme, Reddit, or if the YouTuber PewDiePie, who does quite a lot of reviews, quite a lot of memes or memes, and some people refer it to. I mean, I didn't know. I honestly would have preferred it like that, or meme, until someone said it. So meme. Yeah, it isn't always about trying to find what ideas and keywords are trending. If you're interested in e-commerce, what I'm interested in, Product Hunt is a site to check out to find what products are trending. For any crafters or creative people, check out Cool Hunting or Coolist to see what's trending in art, culture, travel, style, technology and design. And fashion as well. Obviously, bloggers are normally the first people to discover a trend and often write about it and stuff like that. So, check out different sites. All can be found on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and influencers as well. Yes, that's my what I think about trends and research.
Yeah. It depends on specifically what you want to focus on doing your research on, regards to whether you're trying to sell to a particular audience or whether you're just trying to work on a particular area of your business. With things like how to improve something, it's generally just a case of doing the Google searches and...
Like everybody
else. Yeah, like everyone else, but... I think it helps you just think a little bit like an idiot, if that makes sense, as simple as possible. Start there if you don't know specifically what you're looking for. And if you notice particular terms for something specific which come up, like bookbinding is something most people generally know, but if you want to know how to do your bookbinding, so... pages lay flat, then you're going to need a particular kind of bookbinding. You might not know quite what that is. I'm still learning the different names of different kinds myself. But I think a lay flat binding, it's one called Swedish bookbinding. That's just something I noticed on Pinterest, because I don't actually do anything on there, but I just create an account. I have things sent to my inbox, so I just click on them sometimes.
And... That's why when I had the account, it was just use some keywords and see what to got my attention. I did use it quite a lot for when it came to doing layouts for my craft stalls and ideas for stuff. So it's good points with print interest.
Yeah, the problem is you don't know what you don't know. So
exactly,
it helps you just try and start where you do know.
There should be like a random butter on there, thinking, what do I want to know today?
Yeah. And with that in mind, one way I try to keep a record of what I learn is I put things onto Evernote. So if there's something specific I want to save for later, which could be, for example, some things I want to research more into, or it could be something like troubleshooting, this morning, well, not this morning, earlier today, I had a trouble with Audacity, which is a sound editing program I use. It wouldn't start up because of a problem, which I remember fixing in the past. So what I did was I went to Evernote, I just typed in Audacity troubleshooting, and it came up with my solution. It was a little bit technical for most people to fix what I was trying to do, because I work on Linux, and so I'm putting commands into the terminal to do stuff. So I couldn't actually remember specifically how I fixed the problem. Well, I had a rough, idea anyway, but I couldn't
remember. Story of your life, Dean.
Yeah, pretty much. It is. I couldn't remember where the specific thing was I needed to delete, so I just used that bit of information I had referenced, and it was there ready for me to use. Instead of having to spend half an hour trying to fix a problem before we're ready to go start recording here, it was just easily, readily for me to access. And once you've actually got some information, you obviously need to do something with it. So if it's relevant to what you're doing now, then you might want to have some system in place so you can actually build on this information and put it to use. So you might want to put reminders on the calendar just to go over certain things at certain times. And you can even, in something like Evernote, you can even just link to the notes within Evernote. You don't have to use Evernote. There's other options. You could use something like Google Keep. I did have a list in mind, but I just can't remember what they are. My mind's gone blank for a minute. But if, even if you're old school, you can even use index cards. What I might, I've done that in the past actually with certain things. I've just numbered things, and then the index cards, I've had particular keywords relevant to what it is I've got on file. So if something can be called more than one thing, like if we say shoes, what could be related to shoes? Leather, shoemaking. Then you can just put them, make a reference to what number that resource is on. So it could be like 150, and you could put 150 on the index card for shoemaking and leather. So that's one way you could reference stuff. Whatever system you use, even if you just want to shove a load of paper inside a file, the important thing is that you've got a system in place that lets you easily retrieve what information you want to look back on later.
Yeah.
And also, with regards to doing research in, well, this helps me to improve particular parts of the business, but also it works the same way if you're doing user research. If you have, say, for example, imagery or websites or even a cafe, for example, you could just make reference of anything. So if you want to build some kind of user persona, so you can get an idea of a tone that people use, the language, any kind of jargon, what seems to resonate with that audience, that's one way you can do that. I find one thing that can be handy sometimes is to buy a magazine related to a specific demographic.
Yeah.
Because they've already done their research. They know how to target these people.
Yeah, as mentioned, yeah, magazines are, yeah, I think will always be helpful.
Yeah, definitely. Whether it's online or an actual dead tree version, it can be handy. Just go somewhere like WH Smith or even your local library.
Or a newsagent or anywhere, yeah, that sells magazines.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, just have a small break to remind you that if you're liking the Bonfire Banter podcast so far, to leave, if you listen to this on iTunes, to leave a review, And if you're one of the first five people to review, then contact us through Twitter at BonfireBanter or email us at podcast@bonfirecherry.com. You will receive a free notebook what the wonderful Dean has made.
Yes, that's me.
Yeah, so this is a quick reminder of that and back to what Dean was talking about.
So, also, another form of doing market research for your customers. If you notice where they hang out in person, that can tell you a lot about what those kind of people are. Trying to group people by demographic doesn't work so well nowadays as it used to, because we have lots of different interests, and well, I think we're just generally a bit more varied in what our likes and dislikes are and who we are as people. But what I do notice is if you look at specific interests people have, there can be lots of overlap in terms of what kind of person they are, in terms of what do they like, what's important to them. Are they very concerned about quality or more concerned about how something looks? Do they care more about being around people who are more like them? So are people who are more affluent or have less money? Demographics, they do work to an extent as they used to, but a lot has changed, and it can just be useful to keep these things in mind. Anything like this is not the be all and end all, but it's just helpful to get an idea.
Yeah.
And also, as I think Matt mentioned earlier, just doing surveys, asking on groups like Quora, going onto forums. If you go to where people hang out that are interested in what it is you want to offer them or what you want to even take part in yourself, then just observe, just talk to them, see what's important to them, what do they like, what do they dislike.
Yeah.
Also, I mentioned this before, but I still don't actually know if it's just our local library which offers this. I assume it's a nationwide thing, but there is Mintel, which provides you with access to lots of research and information on customer research and things like trends. And so that can be very useful to people who want to know more and take a more formalised approach rather than just doing a Google search.
Or a Bing search. We have to be diverse. No, we don't, but...
This is our platform. What we say goes.
Remember the old search engines? I asked Jeeves. Yeah. Yahoo. I know that's still around, but...
Ask Jeeves used to be my favourite.
I was amazing.
Yeah.
What other ones were there?
Did you always think of Stephen Fry when you used it, or...?
No. I know some people who did, but yeah, I never saw the... Well, let me see what old search engines there are and see what...
Yeah, I think I remember Lycos. Was that the one with the dog, or am I thinking of the other one?
Old search engines.
Yeah, there were a lot of them.
There was... Zeit, what I've never heard of. Yahoo. Webcrawler. Locus. InfoSeek, Alta Vista. I've never heard of half of these.
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
Is that? Well,
I wasn't even really on the internet until probably around 2000-ish, I guess.
Yeah, there was, Hotbot, Excite, Webcrawler, Ask Jeeves, Ask.com, Yahoo, Dogpile, MNN Search, Bing, AOL Search, InfoSeek, Go.com, Netscape, Metacrawler. These are a mixture of ones that are in the 90s and now.
Yeah, it feels a bit like a podcast I listen to called The Internet History Podcast.
Yes. We can always go on that Wayback Machine online and just go for it. We do a future episode about defunct websites, defunct everything, really. It was, I mentioned in the previous one, it's like doing a nostalgic podcast.
Yeah, I've been thinking we should have segments of some kind, but yeah, we'll have to brainstorm something together.
Yeah, or if you've got any ideas, you can always tweet us at bonfirebanter or email us at podcast@bonfirecherry.com. And any support or suggestions or feedback will truly mean a lot. And as I was mentioned, it's not just on iTunes that you can listen to this. Yeah, you most likely be listening to this on thegreatshows.com, or now it's now available on Google Podcasts, and we might in the future be putting it yet on another platform, so more choice to listen to our wonderful voices and our wonderful informative stuff we're talking about on. And if you got anything you want us to add the podcast on, do contact us by email, by Twitter, and Dean will see what he can do.
I will, yes.
Yeah, speaking about it, what do you think of our new logo?
Yeah, I really like it.
I done a poll on Instagram and Facebook with the four different Monfire Banter podcast logos, and everybody just chose the same one. Nobody even said anything else, thinking, well, I'm going to go with this.
Yeah,
I think by the time this will go live, the logo will be changed on everything else, won't it?
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah,
depends on how fast the different podcatchers refresh the artwork. It should be pretty much as I post the episode.
Yeah, so now we've got a new and permanent logo instead of my logo.
For some reason, I thought it was about to say pervy logo. No idea why.
I do worry about you. I hope you enjoyed. You probably still got more to talk about, haven't you?
No, not really.
I hope you've been enjoying us talking about trends and research. I'd love to hear your opinions on this subject, again, by tweeting us at bonfirebanter, or email us at podcast@bonfirecherry.com, and it could be mentioned in a future episode. Yeah, again, any support would truly mean a lot. I have no idea what we're going to talk about next time, but I know it'll be just as formative as this. So I've wrote a list of the next few episodes, but still deciding what's going to be the next one. But it'll be a while because of Dean going away to Prague. Lucky person.
I should be here for the next one.
Again, thank you very much for listening to our podcast.
Yeah, thank you. I'm Dean Gibson from DG Web Consultants.
Did you forget for a second what your name was?
I did.
I'm Boris. No, I was saying not the best to mention him at the moment. there's no really better time to really mention him. I forgot what was going on about now.
Yeah. I thought it was about Steve English version of I Am Spartacus.
I am Bonfire Cherry, and you can find me at bonfirecherry.com and all this other stuff. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.
Thank you. You can find me at Dean Is Me. That's DeneIsme. Thanks a lot for listening. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. 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 Bye. 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 Bye.